Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today's weather is mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, a gentle breeze complements the sunny conditions. It's a warm evening ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF and the Shin Bet have killed Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shama, a former bodyguard of Yahya Sinwar and a Hamas Nukba terrorist, in a Gaza strike. This information is coming in now from the Jerusalem Post. Also, earlier today, sources close to the U.S. government clarified that Hezbollah remains classified as a terrorist organization. There will be no negotiations, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, a second Reform synagogue in Ramat HaSharon had its windows broken earlier today. This incident comes less than 2 weeks after a similar act of vandalism, according to Forward. Separately, Abdul El Sayed and Jamie Raskin have sidestepped Hassan Piker and Israel in their campaign stops in Michigan, as noted by JTA a short time ago. And finally, from I-24 News, Syria has made its first payment using a Visa card, marking a significant development in the country's financial activities. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, the highest-ranking Democrat in the House, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, an Israeli politician, announced that representatives from the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. He made this decision with Prime Minister Netanyahu's approval, following Dutch legislation banning trade in certain Israeli products. Belaz News reported the same move, highlighting the expulsion of Dutch diplomats over the settlement ban, with the Dutch personnel given 1 week to leave. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strike in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted Razek Sahil Suleiman Abu Shama, a key figure in Hamas's Nukba unit. This move reflects the ongoing efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership. The strike is part of a broader strategy to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities in the region. Turning to the U.S. policy on Hezbollah, earlier today, Israel Hayom clarified that the U.S. government has not altered its stance on Hezbollah, reiterating its status as a terrorist organization. This statement comes amidst calls for change from various quarters, but affirms the U.S.'s commitment to its current Middle Eastern alliances. The policy decision underscores the ongoing tension between U.S. diplomatic channels and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Ramat HaSharon synagogue incident highlights rising concerns over anti-Semitic acts in Israel. Forward reports that this is the second such occurrence in recent weeks, raising alarms about security for religious communities. The local authorities are investigating, and residents are urged to remain vigilant. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Abdul El Sayed and Jamie Raskin are maneuvering carefully in their Michigan campaigns. JTA details their attempts to distance themselves from controversial remarks by Hassan Piker, focusing instead on local issues. This strategy indicates a cautious approach to maintaining constituent support while navigating complex political landscapes. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a historic street in Jerusalem is on the path to renewal, decades after its inauguration with Iceland's president. This development promises to enhance the city's cultural and economic appeal. Separately, NVIDIA is progressing towards acquiring Hugging Face for $12.9 billion, according to Tech. This potential acquisition would bolster NVIDIA's position in the AI sector significantly. And finally, Globes indicates that Israeli home sales have slowed during the summer. The financial reports of construction companies reflect this trend, highlighting the challenges in the real estate market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.